Okay, we'll reconvene and I'll introduce our next speaker, who is Steve Fisher. He's a District Solutions Manager at Industrial Metrology Division at Additive Products West Coast, United States of America at Renshaw. Before becoming District Solutions Manager at Renshaw, he was a regional sales manager at Industrial Metrology Products, also at the same company. And before, he had a lot of experience in CNC programming and tooling and aerospace fixtures at Base 10 Systems, and also being a regional sales engineer specialized in high temperature alloys for aerospace metal removal at Contrux. He was also a sales manager in the Southeast USA Metrology Products, CMMS, laser interferometer and encoder products, and also regional sales manager, SE Industrial Metrology Products at Renshaw before he became the district solutions manager. So please welcome Steve. Another applause.
Which one are we using? This one right here? Hello.
Yeah, that works.
It works. Hello there. Thank you. Welcome. Get my spectrals out here. It's my old eyes. Okay. First of all, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. I'm here. I'm Steve Fisher, obviously, with Renshaw West Coast. I'm here to give you some helpful information on not only additive, but process control and what Renshaw does for 45 years. Foundation of metrology to facilitate advanced manufacturing. We have our Raman division. These are some of the divisions we have: metrology, research, healthcare, and additive. There we go. Lots of buzzwords out there. You've been hearing on the 3D printing. Interesting, but things do need to move forward towards the 3D printing world. We've been using 3D printing for many, many years, 20 years to be exact, making our own products for, we've been doing for 20 years in AM. This is our facility. Obviously, you can kind of get the gist of it there. 140 productive hours, 24 hours unattended, 99.5% process yield. So additive has been a very big part of our company for 20 years. All production requirements, metrology to be successful, AM is, as we know, is how we apply AM. This is a systematic approach that we take towards manufacturing. We call it the process pyramid. Obviously, you have to have your foundation before you can build your pyramid. And that's where the rest of our core products come in play, with things like calibration, predictive maintenance, active controls, and so on through the pyramid. Okay, I don't know if the video is going to play here, but give it a shot. Maybe on the next slide. There it is. Yep. So this is our Renshaw AM 500Q system. It's our quad laser, fairly new. What we've done is we've kind of went a different route with additive manufacturing using quad laser, and we have a product called Infinium Spectral, so we can do process monitoring with the laser and the parts that we're building. And this is probably still in the early stages of where we're heading, but we're very hopeful that this is going to be a very interesting product. Everybody get to see that video? I guess so. Yeah. Okay. Okay. benefit to AM, we pretty much all know, different complex geometries, lattice structures, things like that. Probably don't have to go down that road too much, but you've been hearing it all day and you'll hear it probably two more days. AM does make sense for the future. And obviously it's not the only one component, because at some point you will have to finish these products. So machining will be a very large part of being able to do that. Some of the things that we've done for 40 plus years is to be able to take this process, move it over into the machining world, and be able to go in there and finish machining these parts, which is the missing piece of the puzzle. Some things we've considered with additive was to obviously use both the metals and the plastics, and some of the advantages are how we would encapsulate a part for further machining. Again, this is a fixture set up to locate so that we can go in and finish machining these parts. So we go in and probe a datum, able to load the part on and then finish the machining process. So to us, AM is not just a single process, it's a complete process. I'll let the video finish. Here's the automated process of what we would do after we've built this part additively. Obviously, we would want to measure this part in process control. And this is one of our equator systems, would be the second part of process setting, coming in and measuring the part. Robot would load it into the machine tool. We'd do some finish machining on it. There's an automated tool process that we would go in and set tool lengths. So we would take any user intervention out of this. Again, totally automated. What we're doing here is we're setting tools, both length and diameter, for machining. Sorry about the sound. So as you can see from the video, the machining part of it actually finishes this part up, additively made. Now it's actually a usable part. You know, the reality is you can't just pop in a file, get a part out, and be able to use it. This is the secondary process. By the way, this part is what we call the part for the blue car hinge. And it just shows you the accurate machining portion of it. This is the automated process control part of it. Putting the part into our equator system for gauging. Make sure that that part is accurate enough to pass to the next level. Do a little statistical processing here so we can monitor this and any tool update offsets. Robot will decide whether the part is good or bad. It can do sorting. Any kind of logic there. This is the final certification. We'll use our 5-axis Revo system to go in. Sweep scan for points. We can collect up to 1,000 data points per second. And we're going to do the final inspection to make sure that everything's in tolerance with this part. based all the dimensional features against the CAD model. With this system, obviously we can do touch or full scan. We've got the options to do video and surface finish. A little sweep scan across the feature. We can get a bit of a heat map against the tolerancing on the part if we need so. We can see areas that obviously are plus or minus. Okay, I think at the end of the day, that's it, unless anyone has any questions. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, any questions to Steve?
Oh, one more thing.
Yep.
If you want to see any of this in action, we're over in booth 4029. So you can take a look at the technology over there as well. Thank
Go
you.
Go and see it for sure.
Thank you.
Any questions for Steve before he leaves? I have one question though. So, just a simple one.
Go for
what
it.
Is the status on metals such as titanium and titanium alloys and also
say that again, I'm sorry.
So what is the status on titanium and titanium alloys? Are you using that for additive manufacturing as well, biomaterials? Is there any limitations to what you can implement?
Right now, the materials we're using, primarily titanium, cobalt chrome, we're doing Inconel, stainless steel, Hastelloy. We're investigating some things with copper. We're doing aluminum. Our Renishaw 500Q, which is a quad laser sitting over in our booth, we think with some technology that we've brought out here recently in the last few months are going to eliminate stress factors in parts that normally in high nickel you would obtain. We're moving to the next level with our Infinity Spectral to be able to process monitor in process with the materials and the high nickel alloys.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.